brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now back into hour number two. Ron Paul is scheduled to be calling in randomly sometime in the next hour. Okay, that we talked to his office. We're not sure when he's calling in. I'm trying to figure that out right now. He's written an article here called Ron Paul, More Guns Will Deter Shootings. Get the presidential candidate's take on this. We had with us for a full hour last week. Matt joins us, Matt Kazeez. And Matt lost one of his friends. Another one got shot in the head and the arm and wounded. Just in a nutshell, I know your grandmother's really in bad shape right now. You're also scheduled to be on a national TV show today. If you're even able to do that, but your grandmother's so ill. I'm just letting folks know why you've got to go so quickly. Just spend a few minutes, sir, telling us exactly now, in the aftermath, 2 days after you first called in and gave us continual coverage and even sent us photos of what was happening, what happened to your friends and what you've learned, and are your suspicions verified of some type of black op, or what's going on?
Well, I will say, over 2 days later now, and I think the whole town is still in shock. I know I am still in shock. It still hasn't sunk in 100%. We're just now starting to feel the pain of this thing that we're going to be feeling for many years to come. I did have two friends that I know of so far that were shot. A local activist, Julia Pride, for Mountain Top Removal activist, who was shot and killed. I haven't found out many details on her yet. And another friend of mine, a local who works at a restaurant in town, Boudreaux's, Matt Webster, who was shot twice. He actually lay down and acted like he was dead, and the guy came up behind him, put the gun to his head, and pulled the trigger, and luckily it didn't kill him. It just grazed his head.
That's why only high-velocity rounds, that's what I was saying, will penetrate.
Yes, you were saying that.
That normally they deflect, and you have a huge scalpel splatter. It could blow off as much as 5 inches of skin. But the skull is thick, folks. But go ahead.
He was shot. He didn't flinch. He laid down and acted like he was dead. The guy stepped back and shot him again. It was towards the side, but it went through his arm. And he didn't flinch again, and the guy assumed that he was dead and moved on.
Well, now there's also this teacher who stood up and blocked the door as people jumped out of the window. And
yes,
there's just incredible valiance there with the instinct to protect his students, which the cops, of course, didn't have. They just had all their gear. What else happened to your friend, or any other details?
Well, Alex, I am starting to hear details of that there were some people who fought back. There were some people who went to attack this guy who were shot and killed, and other people saw this happening that played into that much more of the fear of it all. And it has just been a crazy couple of days, to say the least.
But they needed to help those people so they didn't die in vain and charge with him.
You're absolutely right.
See, in the past, everybody or 90% would have charged. Now it's 1%, so we get run over because all the cowardliness.
Well, like you were pointing out yesterday, and like CNN has been pointing out, that there was a situation where he was telling people, okay, it's over, just sit still and it'll be over, and it's just one of those things where we have seen yet again that if anything like this happens, you have to be vigilant, you have to charge these people, you have to end it as quick as possible. And here's what I have found out after a night of two nights of drinking with friends and family at the local taverns who are just now starting to vent, that there seems to have been some kind of confusion in the chain of command, and that maybe there was a federal hold until people got in place.
It's a total black op. That's it. I said on Monday, if there's some weird federal op with some federal liaison just like Columbine, it's over. Oh, my God. Can you stay? I've got Larry Pratt on, but can you stay for 3 more minutes through a break and just finish up this story for people?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Unbelievable. He, by the way, he's scheduled to be on national television today. I don't want to say exactly where because they might get word and try to block it. And they've done that before. But Matt needs to hit him and hit him hard with the truth. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the chairman of Governors of America waiting in the wings right now. Aaron Zellman will be popping in, head of JPFO. Joining us as well, another Second Amendment rights organization fighting the New World Order. But right now, Matt Kazee, who's scheduled to be on national television later today, if he's able, but his grandmother is extremely sick right now. I don't know how much details he wants to give on that, but he's busy taking care of her. He's there at the college. He lost one friend, another was wounded. Credible story. He's been talking to parents and others at the local restaurants and bars at night. You were telling us the word's out that was some type of federal hold. Now, this happens all the time. The feds say, stop, wait, and the universities are basically under federal control. Everything is under Homeland Security while everybody bleeds to death. Weird federal involvement as well with Columbine, 4 hours, 15 minutes waiting, and they say about half the folks bled to death because of that. I guess they want to get the highest numbers possible. Why, again, just like Katrina, they blocked any aid, blocked the firemen, blocked the police, blocked the National Guard even at first, blocked the, because they want it to be as bad as possible to then get more funding later and say, oh, look, we screwed up. Matt, tell us specifically any other facets and what exactly they were saying and how many different sources you heard this from. Specifically, what did you hear?
Okay, I heard this from two sources, and I cannot say right now who those people are because I do not want to endanger them in any kind of way. But I will say that one of them was a rescue worker. And apparently there were a couple of police. I know of a local policeman and perhaps a local sheriff who were literally on their way into the building when things got changed, and there was some kind of hold up until people got into place. by this time, by the time they got down here from Roanoke or wherever they were coming from, and it sounds like it was from Roanoke, it was over. It was over. So
now, was it Homeland Security or BATF or FBI?
I don't know. I know that FBI is probably what I'm thinking, but I have no idea.
It's so shameful how these local dumb cops are on federal funds, have federal agreements, and they call. We've got, and he's in there shooting kids. Oh, let us wait a few hours. Don't say anything while the feds come down, and they go get on their tough guy gear and drive down. But keep it real. You know, I mean, this is, folks, everybody needs to be arrested. The police chief, the heads, these feds, they tell us we can't have guns and then wait hours and then go hide behind trees. I mean, how mad are the people? I know there are student groups calling for rights to defend themselves. Everybody's calling for arrest or firing of these police chiefs. Tell us what the feeling is at these vigils, at these bars at night.
Okay, the first night I had friends who had lost people who were literally screaming in my face that the president of the university would be fired by yesterday afternoon. I was telling them this isn't going to happen, that Bush is going to show up.
Been appointed to Homeland Security and elevated as a great hero.
Yeah.
You're exactly a hero for Katrina. You're a hero for 9/11. They become heroes out of this.
Now, Alex, you have to understand something. You know, you didn't know too much about Virginia Tech before all of this happened, but now you have got a strong listenership in this town, not just from students, not just from locals, but even from police. Now, I know for sure that there are some cops who are punching the walls mad that they weren't allowed to get in there and solve and finish this thing.
Well, let me be clear. When I said cowardly, I said communal cowardice under the orders. I said there's cops every day doing valiant things out on the street. But any time it's some big communal thing where they're under command, it's like a collective cowardice.
Well, I think you'd find a lot of people who agree with you there. I know that people are just now locally here starting to ask the question. CNN has just been all over everybody and has been really, really going around to all the restaurants and bars and has left a bad taste in everybody's mouth locally. I'm sick of their coverage. I'm ashamed at the way that they're handling this. They seem to do good for a while and then they drop the hammer and it's just disgusting. A lot of people are getting fed up and are outraged. A lot of people are still in shock. And the rest of the people are holding this all together.
Okay, I've got Larry Pratt here. If you've got a few more minutes, if you got to leave, just tell us. But I want to bring Larry Pratt up, Gun Owners of America chairman. Larry, what do you think of what you're hearing here?
Well, it underscores the vital importance to get rid of the ban on concealed carriers being on campus. If somebody can't have a concealed carry firearm on the campus, then you can expect this is going to happen. Whether there was a bad order, no order, confusion, it doesn't really matter because the cops aren't going to be where the criminal strikes unless the criminal is flat stupid. And in the meantime, folks like us need to be able to protect ourselves because the cops were on the campus. By the time they got there, I don't think they went in right away. I agree with that. I saw cell phone pictures, which you could hear firing and cops standing outside, didn't show them running inside. Well, that's just not going to cut it.
I'll tell you right now, in 1963, whenever the tower shooting happened, Ray Martinez and other cops and the citizens didn't wait. They just opened fire. And that's, I don't know how we've gotten this condition. So this doesn't completely cut it. You know, well, we were following orders. I mean, I understand that would kind of blunt your courage and make you stand back. But, Larry, I mean, I don't know. I don't think cops 20 years ago would have followed orders. They'd have gone in there.
Well, probably the difference is that they wouldn't have been expecting to get any orders. They would have been expected to get right in there. That was their job. You don't wait for a plan because when there's a battle, all plans are gone the first bullet anyway.
Exactly. Here's an example. We've got a cop driving down the street and he sees a bank robber in a bank. He doesn't, I mean, in the past they wouldn't wait, or maybe he says back up, and gives the code, but then he goes in there and shoots the guy. I don't understand this attitude of
just. It's the old maxim that when you hear the sounds of battle, that's where you go. And they've been putting increasingly PC clamps on cops, and they're not able to do their work until there's a committee meeting. And, you know, I think our generals are working the same way. And you don't get a whole lot done that way. So meanwhile, the rest of us, even if it's illegal, we better be having a gun. Like those guys down at Appalachian State College, like the They were the law students there that saved the day, got their guns, went back on campus, violated the law with their illegal guns, and stopped the killer. Same thing with the principal in Pearl, Mississippi.
By the way, did the police and prosecutor enforce that against them? Did they arrest them after they defended the people?
Thank you for asking. It's a question I've been asking, especially anti-gunners, because I say, you know, if you think that we ought to keep the ban on the campus, then you got to tell me that those men should have been prosecuted. And they won't do that, of course. And they realize if they say that, oops. Now, admittedly, in Brooklyn, you could probably get a conviction because people, homeowners, who are in the same circumstance, defend themselves, shoot a perp, they get sent to jail. Not because they shot the perp, but because they had an illegal gun.
Happens
the only way you have a gun in Brooklyn.
Happens all the time because the police are just total mafia there. I've seen it, believe me. But let's go back to Matt Kazee there, who lost a friend and his other friend played dead and still got shot in the back of the head by this scumbag. Now again, you're talking to, you say emergency worker. Look, there's so many, they won't know who it is. Was it an EMT or was it a cop or was it a nurse?
I'm not sure. Like you said, there were so many that were there, from various places. I'm not sure if they were local or from the city of Blacksburg or
but wasn't it, I mean, was somebody saying they were an EMT or an emergency worker?
Oh, they were definitely, they look like an emergency worker. I don't know the difference between an emergency worker and an EMT. They were dressed like they were an EMT. They were far away from the scene. This is the first person, one of the first people that told me the number of people that had been shot way before they actually started telling people, and they turned out to be exactly right.
Okay, so they were telling us, almost 60 people shot. That's like 56 or something. 33 dead, including the shooter. Going back here, Matt, who else? Just give us a rough, because we're going to write an article about this. But it's a needle in the haystack. They won't know who your source is. And again, you've been dead on the entire time. He sent us photos. Matt's there. Who else told you this? Where else did you hear this?
I heard, well, that's what everybody was questioning at the taverns. And you asked me earlier about my gut reaction. You asked me that day. And the smoke's cleared a little bit, Alex. It's still, I'm too close to this thing to start talking too much. I need for everything to settle down a little bit more until I can read things. But I will say this, that my friend Jamal was the one who shot the cell phone video. And I heard that live while I was on your show and didn't even realize who it was. And he was saying that they may have used an explosive to actually get into the door.
Pathetic. They should have run up in full body armor with shields. They had almost total coverage that way with their Kevlar helmets. Used huge bolt cutters to cut it and go through. Or they should have just rammed the vehicle through the door.
Well, you can see clearly in the video that those police are fast in pursuit, and from that point until when it was all over, a substantial amount of time had transferred, not to mention the 2 hours before they even started warning people. Students are outraged. Parents are outraged. The community is so hurt right now that they can't really...
And you watch, that head of the school will probably end up being governor. He'll be worshipped and loved for his evil, and he has blood on his hands. And so all the locals want him fired or arrested, but they thought he'd be fired. He's not going to be fired, is he, my friend?
Well, no, that's what I was saying. I made bets saying that if I was to lose that bet, it would be the best money I ever spent, and they assured me, and they assure me today that he's still eventually going to be fired. I will say this, though. It is starting to seem like from all the locals that this kid lived here since 1992. His parents still live here. I've got friends who know his family. He has been around here for a long time. Now, you have to understand with this Will Morva thing that happened during the whole year, everybody on campus knows the name Will Morva and has said literally stuff like, oh, what, are you going to go Morva on me? Meaning, like, are you going to go postal? That has been a common thread in this community since that happened. Now, I would say, and what some of my friends think, is that this kid literally decided to go Morva, except he was going to make it the biggest of all time.
And that's a guy a year ago who shot a bunch of cops and killed a bunch of people as well. And
yeah.
So you're saying you don't think this, because I know Columbine was an inside job.
Alex, it's an inside job after the fact, you're guilty by association. If you're holding up something, and that may have been where the confusion came from because of this whole war, then it got federalized because it had just happened here before. But it was a major screw-up. By the time those guys got in place, it was
either
over.
Either way, the government is complicit in this. Larry Pratt, stay with us. Matt, stay there. We'll see what Larry's solutions are for this.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 18, 2007, gold was at $689.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712.67, $358.37 for half ounce, and $179.19 for quarter ounce coins at $712.67, $358.37, and $179.19.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to keep Larry Pratt a little bit into the next segment with us to talk about the strategy to defend the Second Amendment. But Larry and I were talking during the break before we go back to Matt Kazee, who's lost one friend, had another seriously wounded. It was his friend who got the video of the shooting going on. He literally was a block from all of this happening. Go back to Larry Pratt. Larry, you were making a point during the break to me, agreeing with Matt about either way, this is really the government has the greatest responsibility here.
against Matt, because I too share his skepticism that they're going to fire anybody responsible. The government is never in a rush to admit that they made a mistake. And as we learned after Columbine, in fact, a father, I think his last name is Rohrbach, found out that they had a meeting in Columbine the day after with the sheriff and the DA and all the other poobahs connected with this thing. And they simply, quite explicitly, it later leaked out, had an agreement secretly. They were going to cover everything up. And had it not been for the tenaciousness of people like Mr. Rohrbach and other parents, this never would have been known. Eventually, the sheriff, I forget whether he resigned before he got defeated or whether he was defeated in a primary, but anyway, he didn't get past that.
But you know Columbine was suspicious. 126 giant bombs, some of them weighing over 100 pounds, drug in, and no, they had armed school cops there, didn't stop them. And then the police chief and others aren't there that day. The school was half empty because everybody had heard about it, but the police hadn't. I mean, Larry, you've looked at that. Doesn't that stink to high heaven?
Well, and I think the people who were the most frustrated were the cops that wanted to go in, but these new, quote, rules of engagement is wait for a general somewhere at Command Central, and you got to go through layers of bureaucracy. And, well, by the time all that gets done, the crime's been long over.
Sure, let's go back to our guest. We're going to let him go in just a moment and come back and get some solutions from Larry Pratt. Matt, other things that you haven't covered, there's so much. You said you hadn't slept for a few days. You finally went to sleep. You just woke up. Now, anything else important we need to know?
I think that there are several things important. One is the roommate's testimony is very important. Of course, the writing on the arm, isn't that strange? There are a lot of strange factors building up to this. I was here while this was building up, and I swear to you, it seemed like it was building up into something. They definitely capitalized once it happened, like vultures flying down to pick the bones. I mean, it's disgusting. And it took forever for the media came in, and they can't got down here and acted like they cared about us. But really, all they cared about is flashing those photos across the news and scaring us with it. And you were right, Alex, there have been a string of shootings. Your guest yesterday, when this happened, after I got off the phone, was talking about how that there's probably going to be a bunch of copycats. You were talking about it. It's already starting to happen. The legislation is in place. We've known about it for a while. Everybody was waiting for something like this to happen, and boy, oh, it happened, and they capitalized. I think we have seen the event for this spring. I think that the smoke is going to settle for a long time until the fall, until they found.
Now, let's be clear. Through mass TV brainwashing, since they've had suicide education in schools the last 15, 16 years under federal funding starting, we have seen now 16 children commit suicide a day, up from only about 4, and I looked at these numbers before suicide education began. It brings it in their mind. It makes them think of it as an option. And now all this drilling, they had drills there, they just put in the loudspeakers for the mass shooting, that's now been confirmed. All that, they'd had drills there with the feds, introducing this to the students, and then not helping once it started. Larry Pratt, I mean, is that not provocateuring it right there?
Well, it certainly shows that if we're going to trust our security to the government, whether it's by design or just incompetence, I tend to look at government as incompetent and share Will Rogers' skepticism. Thank God we don't get all the government we pay for. Whatever the case, we better be insisting that we, the sovereigns, we who have established this country, not allow a coup d'etat to go any farther, taking away the power of the sovereign. The government is not the sovereign. They call themselves sovereign. They have sovereign immunity. Well, they shouldn't, and we should insist that we're still the sovereign. We're the ones that created them. We, the people, do hereby establish and ordain. And for them and the government to be taking away our guns is to basically take away limited government where you have individual responsibility, where you have a government under law. And that's what it means to have gun-free zones. You are striking much more than just at guns. You're striking at the heart of limited and free government.
The website's gunowners.org. Just to be with us a few more minutes on the other side. Same thing with Matt. He says he's got the time. I want to ask you both what the solutions are to defeat the anti-gun, anti-self-defense lobby who is now preparing for massive attacks. They're already attacking. And what's it like to see the victims' names being used by the gun control lobby when most of these people are pro-gun? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
The government couldn't protect you on 9/11. Yeah. They couldn't protect you. In fact, they came to take your guns in New Orleans. We got some more clips of that we never played before. In every case, they can't, they won't, they aren't. And you watch, though. They'll spin this, and they're taking lemons and turning it into lemonade. We need to take your guns. We need to register them. We need to do all these things. We need to turn the schools into bigger police states and frisk everybody as if that's going to stop anyone. I mean, you can't keep weapons out of maximum security prisons. Well, that's what America's going to be. What is it like for you, Matt? Because you're a victim of this, but you're not. You don't want the victim mentality, this traumatizing event. You wish you guys were able to be armed. I know there's now a student group there at the campus who's saying, we want to be armed, and that's been on the news. They're trying to clamp down on that. But to see CNN and even Fox is kind of being anti-gun, I've seen some of that from them, putting it out like now the people, the victims and their families demand action, and they'll take the one or two gun control people, families, and they'll be big national, like Sarah Brady types now from the 81 shooting, of Reagan. Where does this, what is it like for you to know they're going to use this when, as you said, the people at the bars and at the vigils are mad at the government and hate the government and want to be armed? What's it like to see that happening, Matt?
Well, I can assure you that was the bad taste in everybody's mouth. that we had. CNN, they waited. They waited until everybody else had already said it multiple times, but then eventually they capitalized on it too. And they were, that morning, the next morning at their sunrise, announcements, they were basically calling for that. Last night, you know, before I get into to the blogs and stuff, I do want to say the ballistics are showing, from what I've gathered, that the shots came from one gun, the 9mm.
Yeah, we've got a guy with one gun able to supposedly shoot, 54, 56 people. We've got all this happening. Larry Pratt, getting back to solutions, I'm going to let you go in a moment. We've got another interview coming up, gunowners.org. Larry Pratt, what are your ideas to stand up against this? What are your ideas to resist this? How do we get out ahead of the gun grabbers? You know, the good news is we are now hearing the government being blamed some. We are hearing people finally get past the spin. You know, 10 years ago with the mass shooting, it had been all the Second Amendment's fault. It seems like at the grassroots, the American people know who's really culpable here.
I think so, Alex. I think people are coming to the conclusion that when somebody says, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help you, what they really mean is, I'm here to put you in a body bag and take notes. And if we don't want that to happen, we're going to have to push back. And if we just sit around politically, and I wish our colleagues on the pro-gun side of this battle were saying something right now. We're the only ones out there saying anything. What we need to do at a minimum is to talk about getting rid of the very law that ensured that nobody could defend themselves. I've already read one letter from a man who wrote it to the Roanoke Times down there, basically the local paper for Blacksburg and Virginia Tech, and said he was a concealed carry holder, but he was afraid of losing his graduate career if he got caught carrying on campus, so he left his gun off campus. He said, now I realize that was really stupid, because if I lost my life, I'd also lose my graduate career.
Same thing happened with the, she's now a Texas representative, with her parents at Luby's. Tell that story.
Susanna Gracia Hupp had left her gun in her car. She was afraid of losing her medical license. Went into lunch at a cafeteria. A guy drives through the wall and pops out, starts killing people, including her parents. And she was angry. Not so much, as she says, at the killer. I mean, he was, you know, pig squeal, and so he did what you expect killers to do. But it was the legislators who, in both cases, both in Texas and in Virginia, who facilitated the killer. And she went and told them to their face as a witness before she became a state rep herself, told them to their face, the blood of my parents is on your hands because of that law that intimidated me to keep my safety in the car.
So I bet the Susanna Gracia Hub videos on YouTube, we ought to grab that and play that. Larry Pratt, we need to rally, as you know well, now to get out ahead of this. I am seeing that happen on the web. We need to call into talk radio. I'd like to get any other brief ideas you've got on what we need to do right now.
Well, I think politically, that's what we're equipped to do. We're the Washington Lobby Group, and we're set up with an email alert system, and people can go to gunowners.org. It's a freebie. All they have to do is get signed up for that email, and we'll send it. We're not going to fill up their inbox, but when something comes, it's because action is being requested. And it's real easy to send an email of your own, and what it does is to remind the Congress, oops, there's constituents that are still out there that might vote for me. I better make sure I wake up from this bubble I'm in here in Washington.
Lastly, what about the reintroduction of the assault weapons ban and talk of other gun control legislation?
Well, we're going to have to fight it all over again. Feinstein's talking about doing it in the Senate. Carolyn McCarthy on the House side has already put it in. We're going to be up against it. And if you can't fight something with nothing. So we need not only popular grassroots participation, but we also need our own bills. And we're seeking actively as we speak. The guy up on the Hill right now, seeing if we can't get somebody persuaded to put a bill in to undo the ban on having a gun on a college camp or any campus.
All right. Well, listen, really good job, Larry Pratt, with what you're doing and defending the Second Amendment. Thank you for spending time with us. And people can sign up for those free email alerts at gunowners.org.
I want to contact your office and see if I can't contact Matt. I think I want to talk to him myself.
Fantastic. In fact, Matt, is it okay if we put Larry on hold and give him your number?
No problem at all.
Thank you much.
I think Matt called in, though. You know what? I'll have my office, actually this office has it, the network doesn't in Minnesota. I'll have my office call your secretary, Larry, and give you Matt's number.
Appreciate that. Alex, thank you a million.
Okay, thank you, Larry Pratt. Matt, and do we have Marty yet on the line? Okay, great. Matt, just in the last 2 minutes we've got here together, and call back in later if you've got anything else you'd like you to add. You've got the floor, but I'd like to ask you this last question. You say police are hopping mad. They were barred from protecting people and had to wait for the feds to arrive. You say they were slugging walls or that mad. Can you tell us how you ascertained that or who told you that?
I heard that from first a couple of people on the scene after the fact. That something was happening while they were waiting to get put in place, the SWAT teams or whatever, that it just unfolded before their eyes. And then later that night at the tavern, there were several people who were saying that had to be the only way. And more started coming out about, I had talked to somebody who said that they were waiting for people to come down from Roanoke. I have no idea who those people are or what was going on there. But I will say, when you listen to the roommate's testimony about a kid with a stone face and that it was like talking to a wall, and that he would be gone for hours at a time, and I didn't know where he was going. I just thought he had class. He was gone more than he was ever at his dorm. And then I've got a friend who was actually the teacher who was counseling and bringing up to the school in 2005, this kid has got problems. After the Morva thing, everybody started talking about people like that. Now, the school has known about this. The police has already said that, yes, we've talked to him several times. It's sure starting to smell like it's provocateur. We find out about the antidepressants and the craziness scribbling. He said he had an imaginary friend that he talked to. I mean, it's sure starting to smell like provocateuring. And we know for a fact that they, either way, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter because they capitalized and they are using this against this community, and the community, they picked the wrong community to use it as a gift. Alex, like I said, you've got a huge listenership in this area. The sheriff's office in Franklin County, every one of those guys knows who you are. They've all seen Road to Tyranny. They all know what's going on. This is a community that is strong for civil rights and strong for family, and we're not going to take a bunch of media, and I couldn't believe my ears when I heard the governor actually say it made him sick to his stomach to hear people calling for gun control in this situation. I thought that he was going to play ball and go with it.
Well, that's because look, we've won the fight on abortion. It's wildly unpopular now. All the polls are shifting. We've won the fight now on the Second Amendment with the people, but we won the fight on the North American Union. We won the fight on borders, but the government won't do what we want and what's constitutional. Are you still there, Matt?
Yes, I am.
Okay, there was a beep on your phone. Do me a favor. Call us back. I know you got to go take care of your sick grandmother, and you're also there at the school. Call us back if anything else pops in your mind. You're a great asset, and you're going to I'll be getting a call from Larry Pratt.
All right, thank you, Alex. You keep up the good fight.
Anything else you want to add?
Not at this moment, but like I said, you got to speak to the students because we've been listening to for years around here, and there's a lot of students, a lot of EMT, a lot of firefighters, a lot of police who know who you are, Alex, and you need to speak to these people and lift up the real heroes in this incident because we can't take
I know, I've been throwing fits and attacking the police. It's just, I mean, cops in the past would have charged in there. They didn't need orders, and I understand now they were ordered not to go in. But then the people above them need to be held criminally. That's criminal negligence by that school police chief and by whoever gave these orders, okay? And, I mean, I know that I said earlier today, I know police, I've seen squad car videos where the cop beats up two guys that assault him and fights back and, grabs the gun out of somebody's hand. I know their cops aren't all of them wimps. A lot of them are fans of the show, but I'm sorry. Somebody fell down here. This didn't happen in the past. And I find out you're saying a lot of the police like me and listen over there. Well, fine. I mean, they need to call in and explain to me what in the world happened here. Because, it's just absolutely out of control.
You're reacting from your gut, as you always do. You're an emotional man, like a lot of people in life, as we should be. And trust me, Alex, nothing that you have said on the radio in the past 2 days I didn't hear in the taverns the past 2 nights.
But notice we're not really hearing that in the media. So when you get on national TV, hit them hard, bring the truth out that government can't protect you. And if you could get out a website, that'd be great. But God bless you, my friend.
All right. Take care, Alex.
Take care, man. Now listen. I'm going to get him back up with us next week. I appreciate him coming on today because he joins us once a month. And then I promise we're going to go to your calls. We're going to take a lot of calls today. I'm only going to keep Aaron Zellman for like 10 minutes, JPFO, to get his take. Ron Paul's office said he would try to call in. And about 90% of the time when we hear that, it means he's going to call in. It means if he can't, Jeff Dice, his chief of staff, will call in from the congressional side because he wrote a big article about this, and I want to get his take on it. But shifting gears for just about 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to get him back up for a full interview next week because it's a made-in-America product. The hundreds of chemicals in perfumes and the dyes and the shampoos and the cleaners are really poisonous. We've always, in the last 6-7 years, used organic soaps. They really help. But this is made in America organic soap. 60 years in business. Marty Schachter, his father, started this. He works with his son today in Oakland, California. I want you to call and get a free catalog. I know all this craziness is going on. It's 85% off supermarket prices. And there's so many toxins in the things that are in these chemical-based detergents. And you can at least call and get a free catalog or go to their website, 5starsoap.com, 5starsoap.com. Marty Schachter, thanks for coming on. First, let me get your take on this tragedy out in Virginia.
I can't believe it. It sounds like science fiction, but it happens to be a fact. And we are very, very upset about it here in Oakland, California, and we don't know what to do about it, but to listen to you and get some facts.
Marty, tell us how you got into business and tell us why these products are so good, and they are, folks. I really want you to take advantage of this. You save 85% off supermarket prices. Tell us in a nutshell what Calben Pure Soap stands for, the sampler pack, you know, from a sampler pack up to your supply of soaps, and or the free catalog. Tell them.
Well, we manufacture pure soaps. We've been doing it since 1947. We're a family company. We're an American company. We manufacture American products. We believe in that wholeheartedly. We have only 4 basic soap products: bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, and laundry soap. The only product that's not a soap is the powder that goes in the automatic dishwasher, and we have that also. And everything is priced out, and we don't rip you off. We ship everything out immediately. We take your personal check. We take your credit card. We believe in that. We believe in you because you believe in Alex. And that's the most important part, is Alex Jones supporting us. And we have saving money is the number one thing in the country. We save you a small fortune. It'll cost you roughly $3.25 a week for everything when you buy a one-year supply of Pure Soap products, 5-pound box of triple concentrated products. Nothing like it, nowhere. We're very stubborn here, very conservative here, and very, very old-fashioned. We believe in what we do, and everyone that uses our products will believe it also. Call us for a free catalog, 800-340-7091. Call me. My name is Marty. I'm the owner and founder. I'll be happy to talk to you anytime. If I miss you, I'll call you back. We got it. We share it. You will be, not only you will use the products, not only you will like the products, you will love them.
1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. We have a big banner over to the site as well at Infowars.com and a text link on PrisonPlanet.com that we just throw up there because we believe in this. And again, you know the story how I stumbled on this soap. This is soap. This is, there's no detergents, no chemicals. Briefly, tell them what's in the soap.
Well, we basically make our soap products with coconut oils of the highest grade. It's called USP grade, United States Pure. We use vegetable oils of the highest grade, blend them together. We don't use perfumes that are toxic, that burn your skin, that tear your eyes, that make you choke. We don't believe in it. We use fruit juices, almond juices. We use cherry juices, lemon juices, all orange juices, all juices extracted from the fruits to give the products a little flavor. They rinse out. They don't leave the aroma in the air. They don't leave any stink on your towels or clothing. This is the future, and we only work with Alex for the future, and that's what counts.
Marty, it's great hearing from you. I'm going to have you back up again for a full interview next week. And that number is 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. God bless you. What about toothpaste?
Oh, two more minutes for toothpaste. Toothpaste, most of them, have fluorides in it. Fluorides are poison. Every tube of toothpaste has it. If accidentally swallowed, call Poison Control Center immediately. And they don't give you a phone number. It's right on the tube. You don't need it ever again. It costs you money. You try to train a little 3- or 4-year-old or 5-year-old to brush their teeth. The toothpaste all tastes like ice cream, like candy, like vanilla, like chocolate. The kid's going to swallow it, and he's going to start vomiting and throwing up and being sick. Don't believe it anymore. Shortcut, how to use and eliminate toothpaste. You take our bar of pure soap, keep it on the sink, take your toothbrush, make it wet, wipe the bar.
Marty, we're out of time. They got to call you to find out how to do this. I use it myself, folks. You talk about getting clean teeth. 1-800-340-7091. Call, get the free catalog, ask them about it. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
God bless. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
When the band plays Hail to the Chief,
come folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
They point their cannon at you.
Ain't no senator, son. This song says it all. CIA, FBI, Secret Service. Let's play a little bit more of this, and I'm going to go to your calls. Blitzing with calls, blitzing with calls.
Lord, don't they help themselves? Don't
at 1-800-259-9231.
Give them the key to the land. There was a fire, there's nothing left for school and hell.
I think it says it all. Somebody took that song and put it on the video of me getting arrested by Bush. It really fit well when they dragged me off. It goes, Secret Service. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will start the third and final hour. And I just get ready. Get ready, Stan and Richard and Doug and David and Jim and everybody. 1-800-259-9231. Because even when I get Aaron Zellman on, he's only on for one segment. I'm just going to talk to him for like 3 minutes, and then I'm just going to start going to you. In fact, he's not going to be on until 8 after. When we come out of this break, I'm going bam, 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 bam. As best I can, no matter how good your call is. Just when we got eyewitnesses calling in and Larry Pratt, and the only way you're going to get preemptive is if Ron Paul calls in, and they said he is, and he'll probably call in the last 10 minutes. That's generally how that works. But I already had him an hour last week. I don't want to go to that well too many times. It's just so important. He wrote a great article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and I think JonesReport.com. I saw it there, too. Ron Paul, more guns will deter shootings. Up there right now. And a lot of great writing by our listeners. You answered the call. Send the stories you write up with your perspectives on what's happening or the research you've done. With any angle that's important. And we'll get it up there and get it posted because we want to hear from you. The website's JonesReport.com. All right, the third hour, 70 seconds away.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.